Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So this has been the big, and we got our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, in here with us for this segment. He was at Steelers-Browns yesterday at Heinz Field. This has been the big conversation coming out of the Steelers game, was what Freddie Kitchens did before the game with the Pittsburgh Started It t-shirt that he wore, I guess, to see the Mr. Rogers movie. He went to a suburban Cleveland movie theater. You can't make this up.
You can't.
He went to a Cleveland suburban movie theater, and it's not, you know, it's not Manhattan. When you're the Browns coach, people recognize you in Cleveland. And so he stops and takes selfies with people, and it gets out that he wore this Pittsburgh Started It shirt. And so Kitchens gets asked about it after the game, and this is what he said.
I mean, listen, the T-shirt didn't have anything to do with us at the minus one moving out. I wore a T-shirt. I wore a jacket with it. My daughters wanted me to wear the shirt. I'd wear it again. I'd put a jacket on. I covered it up. I took a picture with a fan. That was as simple as that. The T-shirt didn't cause us to give up 40-yard passes, and we were ready to play. That's the only thing people need to be concerned about. We were ready to play.
Is this a big deal? You guys were there. Everybody's registered an opinion on this, really, like all over the sports landscape today. So I think it's only appropriate to have former Browns fan Chris Mueller, Jeff. He's now Yes, he's done. He's divorced.
It was actually an annulment. I requested an annulment. So I want the football gods to act like this marriage never, this unholy union never took place.
Pony and Mueller presented by Chafin Luhana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Big deal or no big deal? What do you say, Jeff?
So I don't think it impacted how the Browns played.
Okay.
I don't think that at all. However, one thing we've probably all learned from Josh Miller is how much Bill Belichick would use anything for bulletin board and anything to give his team a little extra edge. And judging by what the offensive linemen
said, David DeCastro called it bulletin board material.
Yeah. They use that to keep an edge or keep a motivation. Not that they should have needed one, but yeah, I think it played. Maybe it just gave them a little something more for when times were bad during that game.
I don't think it mattered. I think like Kitchens, this is a rarity for him, was actually right on the mark when he said it didn't lose us the game. Because like if you were a Browns player who believes Myles Garrett's accounting of what happened on that Thursday night game, then the free pouncy shirts that the Steelers all were rocking would be just as offensive to you and just as much bulletin board material. Like, how dare you?
Although they did it walking into the stadium.
And Tomlin didn't wear one either.
Well, that's right. That is where it's different. I think it's more emblematic of, like, Freddie Kitchens thinking, I'm going to be myself, I'm going to be a very authentic version of me, yep. And not realizing that you need to sort of, like, lie once in a while. And in this case, maybe not wear the shirt out in public.
You know what I think? I think he was feeling it. They won a couple games in a row.
Well, for sure. That's been
they
the Browns' whole
the
problem.
Corner.
Yeah.
They were going to come down to Pittsburgh and win the game, and he was going to love him.
They were feeling
fans.
It after winning the offseason. Then they started 2-6, then they finally get their act together, and it's like that whole cycle repeats itself of we can't resist looking at ourselves in the mirror and telling ourselves how pretty we are.
I think that Freddie Kitchens is really a cartoon or an extreme version of some of the bad Tomlin qualities. Some of the things about Mike Tomlin that have driven me nuts for years that have, you know, I'm not pumping this or pounding or banging this drum because of the season they're having, but some of the things that used to drive me nuts about Tomlin would be when his teams would get too emotional, they wouldn't stay buttoned up, they wouldn't stay focused. And I think we see that all the time from the Browns and from their coach, who does not act like a head coach. He doesn't act like the president of the company. He acts like a guy that's like the assistant manager who works the overnight shift and might come in stoned. I mean, that's how he acts. He does not.
Well, he acts that way publicly, which is the key, because hasn't like Doran told us that Belichick was like a real cut up behind the scenes at times, but it's all like a calculated thing and front facing. He's never doing that.
He's more cool uncle than head coach.
Who? Kitchens?
Yes.
Except he's not even a cool uncle. I think those players can't stand him. The only guy, like, there's a guy, and it's, if you, see, this is where I agree with Freddie, though. If you win, no one cares. Like, Pete Carroll used to bring, you know, cans that had snakes popping out of them. at the team facility and do that all that collegiate style nonsense? Well, they had one of the most ferocious defenses for several years in the league. They won a Super Bowl and should have won another. And so it wasn't an issue
but
that
Chris,
he was a goober.
But here's the other part of it that goes to show you that Kitchens has absolutely no clue and should have been a dead giveaway that the Steelers are going to win this game. And I feel like an idiot because I got brainwashed by some of the things you were saying last week going into this game. And that's why I picked the Browns. I'm going to blame you for that.
Pile it on, pal.
He is mocking or making a joke out of the biggest black eye in the NFL this yep. year. And if you ask guys like Todd Haley and other coaches who are either in the profession or out of the profession, he is partly to blame for that because he is such an undisciplined team.
I have an opinion
yes, on you
it.
Do, Todd, and we heard it. He said it starts at the top with Freddie Kitchens. They're the most penalized team in the NFL. They act like they don't have an authority figure as a head coach, and I think this symbolizes it. You're right, Chris. It did not, I don't think, manifest in who won the game.
They started out the game up 10-0 and looked like they were going to hand the Steelers their asses. And then it all turned around like pretty abruptly.
But if I were Jimmy Haslam and I heard that postgame, I know you said he said the right things. I think the only thing he said right was that he didn't make an excuse or blame himself for it losing them the game. The other stuff, like, you're putting it on your kids? You're right. Blaming your daughters? Right. Come on! That is such crap. Well, My daughter wanted me to wear it, so yeah, I figure whatever she tells me to do, I just do.
They'll be able to. His daughters will be anonymous again when he's fired in a couple weeks.
And you know what?
So
this isn't like Myles Garrett pantsed Mason Rudolph.
He almost killed him.
Not only that, but he either Mason said something, which there's no proof he did, that is as egregious as anything you could say, or Garrett's lying about him saying that, which is just as bad, and he's turning it into a joke.
Right. Andrew, I think Jimmy Haslam, though, isn't going to have much leg to stand on if he were to confront Kitchens about this. Jimmy Haslam's wife wore the 95
That's
ski
right.
hat.
Yeah, it's an organizational thing.
Well, if you want to start at the top, then it's the organization that'll put into place a guy who's like a big, jovial, like, rub-my-belly uncle and probably should be an offensive coordinator for life.
I mean, Kitchens knew that obviously it was something that was going to create a distraction and create some negative publicity. Because in that comment that we played, he said, I covered it up. Like, he tried to say, actually, like, I couldn't zip it up all the way, but it was mostly zipped up.
Do you think it's him trying to curry more favor with his guys? Look, we've all rallied around this now that Ogunjobi has said this about... Garrett told me right after,
I agree, Chris. I think that Kitchens lied about it after the game. I think it was absolutely a calculated thing. He felt like wearing that shirt would help.
Publicly, it would rally those guys even more.
Not just his players. I think the fans, too. I think he feels the pressure and heat there because he's a rookie coach that's in over his head.
But that's a miscalculation by
him. Sure it is.
I think you can show your play. If you want to wear that behind closed doors at team meetings, where like come in like on Thursday or whatever wearing a Pittsburgh started it shirt or whatever, fine. But to do it in public is reckless.
And here's what Jimmy Haslam did not learn from the Rooneys. And as much as infuriating as it can be for media guys, he doesn't talk. He stays in the back. If there is a huge issue, he'll issue a statement. But he won't say anything. He won't be seen. You won't hear from his family, which is, I think, proven to be a wise decision as opposed to an emotional owner. There's one in Dallas, too, that always has something to say.
Yeah, I think that's fair, and I think, too, it's sort of one begets the other. You never see Art Rooney or his wife out there, like, championing some sort of cause if the Steelers were in a controversial spot.
I mean, they got fined just as much money as the Browns did, and they didn't complain about it.
Pony, right. when Dan Rooney defended James Harrison after his domestic incident way back when, people were, like, shocked here. That he actually, A, said what he said and then said something, period. Usually, if you have that general sort of judiciousness about public statements, you're also going to make smart, calm, rational hires, which clearly Jimmy Haslam didn't. I had no problem when they hired Kitchens, the idea that Baker Mayfield, your franchise player, had some input, but it was pretty clear now that they were just like, hey, Baker, do you want us to hire him? He said, yeah, I like him.
Yeah, they trusted a 23-year-old second-year quarterback to make decisions for the entire team.
Okay, no matter how important any quarterback is, you shouldn't do that. We're looking at the Steelers who are somehow surmounting Randy Feakner being the coordinator for Duck Hodges and Mason Rudolph when he was only brought in here because, at that position, a lower one, because Ben liked him.
So one of the things that has made me appreciate Mike Tomlin more as the year has gone on...
Oh, that's music to my
ears. ...is that... We'll get to you later, buddy. is that the, you know how there's the whole grass is greener thing? Like, you think that somebody else, another guy, has it better than you. Wow, look how hot his wife is. She lets him go out on Fridays and drink with his friends. Holy crap. This
Why don't you
amazing.
Just name him? It's Craig.
And so, and that, but then you.
He's allowed to leave the house?
But then you see another side of that person. And you're like, wait a minute. I think I've actually got it pretty good here. And honestly, the last month or so, Sean McVay came in here and made an absolute mess of that game and probably lost it for the Rams more than Mike Tomlin even won the game. And yesterday, I thought, was a great example of that, too. I don't just mean from Kitchens wearing a T-shirt. I mean just situational football like this, for example. They get a gift. There's a miscommunication. Something goes wrong between Hodges and Johnson. Number one, why are the Steelers throwing the ball in the first place there? And then it's just a downfield go route where Johnson stops and it's picked off. And the Browns get the ball in great field position down a touchdown in the fourth quarter. Like, their prayers have been answered. What do they do when they get the ball? This is Kitchens now, who is the coach and the offensive coordinator. They don't give the ball to Nick Chubb one time. You've got a quarterback with a banged-up hand who honestly has not made many plays since like the first two drives of the game. You've got a short field, so time's not an issue. And you just have your quarterback against that pass rush drop back three times?
I don't. So everyone has ascribed that, Jeff, to Mayfield's ego plays a role there. I think that's the play caller's ego. Like, the quarterback is my guy. Passing plays that work are going to make me look even better. It's not an egocentric move to give the ball to your actual best, most consistent player there, or players. Kareem Hunt could have got the ball there and no one would have, you know, batted an eyelash, and say, go to work here. At least one down. Go to work and try to get us something. No, that was, we're going to take a quick strike here. We're going to get these guys. No. Sometimes the shortest, if I were going to sum up the Browns' season offensively, it would be a failure to realize that the shortest distance between 2 points is a pretty straight line.
You've mentioned Mike Tomlin and come around on, how about Keith Butler? You know, everybody, he's just a bumpkin. He looks like a pretty decent guy.
Well, frankly, I'll have to eat that one too, because I think his impact has been more on the outside linebackers.
So do I.
Because I think if he and Tomlin shared the blame for the defense as a whole last year, they should share the credit.
Sure,
the big move here is getting rid of Joey Porter and sending him packing to God knows where. Because he clearly, I don't know if it's him or Bud Dupree in a contract year or both, that has been the difference in their pass rush, is that suddenly it's not TJ and Cam Hayward. It's, oh, crap, there's this other guy who's terrorizing people.
So also, one of the things that would drive me nuts about Tomlin's previous coaching staffs is that you had guys like Todd Haley and Joey Porter who were making headlines in news for, like, terrible reasons. Like, even Butler. How do you not know that Tyler Eifert's out? You know, like, how does that gaffe happen? And I think
I love his honesty, though.
Well, I thought we saw evidence of that yesterday, that the Browns, it's not just Freddie Kitchens, it's the entire staff is a joke. Diana Rossini tweeted this out before kickoff. I just asked a Cleveland coach what it is like on the bus over here. He said, quote, you know, it feels like Auburn, Alabama, that hate. That's here right now. The Steelers think they are kings of the North. That's changing today. How do you...
The Ravens were four games up on them entering
the
day.
But not only that, how do you as an assistant coach...
Stupid. We talked about that on pregame.
Walk up to a reporter and just volunteer that and say, yeah, you can put that out there.
Yeah, I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan. Please put that out there. Kings of the North.
And, I can't... Now, Fichtner's thrown Mason Rudolph under the bus a few times this year.
Which looks more and more like just Randy telling the truth.
But for the most part, it's not like the Steelers coaching staff has embarrassed themselves.
No.
This year. I think Tomlin learned a lesson from the time when he went on with Tony Dungy and made that remark about playing the Patriots again, and then they got their butts kicked by Jacksonville.
If Steve Wilkes had been the Browns head coach, just demeanor-wise.
Well, I don't think he's very good either, but
I don't think
go
he's
ahead.
I'm just strictly talking about the demeanor he has. It might have been good for, like, one extra win because he's not, like, a complete space cadet.
Guys, we discussed this in August. What was Cleveland's biggest mistake? They acquired all these players and then gave them a guy who's never been a head coach.
Right.
How do you not have an established head coach as your head coach with that talent? That was their big mistake.
Somebody said it, like, if you had, and I hate this, but he's been out of the game so long, but if you had Bill Cowher coaching that team, they'd be at least a 10-win team right now.
How about this, Chris? I'm
hard-pressed to like disagree with that.
How about
a guy
this?
With that presence?
If Mike Tomlin is the Browns coach, what is their record?
They're winning the division right now.
I don't think they're better than Baltimore, but
They're within a game. They still have a chance to win the division, I think. They're like 9-3, 8-4 at worst.
Yeah, I agree with that. With that talent, yes.
And they're cruising towards a playoff spot is the other thing, too.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.